January 6 committee tapes have disappeared, says House Republican. The disappearance of videotapes of witness interviews conducted by the Democratic-led House Select Committee on the January 6 attack has alarmed the chairman of the House panel that replaced it. Representative Barry Loudermilk, who chairs the House Administration Oversight Subcommittee that is currently investigating security lapses connected to the Capitol riot and potential ramifications for upcoming criminal trials, is questioning the disappearance of the video evidence. All of the videotapes of all depositions are gone, Mr. Loudermilk told the Just the News, No Noise television show Thursday night. We found out about this early in the investigation when I received a call from someone who was looking for some information off one of the videotapes, and we started searching, and we had none, Mr. Loudermilk explained. I wrote a letter to Benny Thompson asking for them. And he confirmed that they did not preserve those tapes. He didn't feel that they had to. According to Mr. Loudermilk, the videotapes met the requirements for congressional evidence under House rules because some of the segments were shown at hearings, and the now-defunct J6 committee, led by Representative Benny Thompson, ought to have kept all of the recordings. According to House rules, you have to preserve any data and information and documents that are used in an official proceeding, which they did. They actually aired portions of these tapes on their televised hearings, which means they had to keep those, Mr. Loudermilk said. Yet he chose not to. The lawmaker explained why he believes this is an important piece of evidence to maintain, citing that some witnesses, such as former White House aide Cassidy Hutchinson, have changed their testimony over time, and even transcripts might not be sufficient to obtain a full understanding of the testimony. I want to see what her body language is when she gave her original testimony, Mr. Loudermilk said of the former White House staffer. I want to see what her voice inflection is. Was she very confident in what she was saying at that time, but then later decided to change it? This is why it's so important that we have those videotapes, and I believe that's probably why we don't have them. I believe they exist somewhere. We've just got to find where all these videos are. Mr. Thompson's office did not immediately respond to the Epoch Times request for comment. The disclosure may also affect the criminal proceedings that are taking place in federal court in Washington, and state court in Georgia, where former President Donald Trump and his associates are accused of crimes connected to the events of January 6, 2021. A court recently denied President Trump's legal team's request for specific material from the January 6 committee. District of Columbia Judge Tanya Chutkan turned down the former president, saying his requests were essentially a fishing expedition. In her 7-page ruling, she reprimanded President Trump for his demands, claiming that they were too broad and too unclear. It further claimed that he was abusing his authority by trying to get information that was available through other channels in violation of Federal Rule of Criminal Procedure 17. Defendant has not met his burdens with respect to his proposed Rule 17 subpoenas, Judge Chutkan said. He has not sufficiently justified his requests for either the missing materials themselves or the other 5 categories of documents related to them. The judge went on to quote United States v. Cuthbertson, adding that the broad scope of the records that defendant seeks, and his vague description of their potential relevance, resemble less a good faith effort to obtain identified evidence than they do a general fishing expedition that attempts to use the as a discovery device. Sam Dorman contributed to this report.